Hi, this is Olivia Doyle, and I'm joined by my colleague Annie Peak. We're international student advisors at Swinburne University, where we provide assistance to international students. We've developed a support program for international students considering working in the food delivery industry and for those who are already involved in the industry. The program is designed to help international students with road use, personal safety, workplace rights and responsibilities, and maintaining a work-life-study balance. Food delivery work is a relatively new type of work, and there are some challenges in terms of getting involved in the industry. So our aim is to ensure that students doing the work stay safe and comply with the law. We've developed four podcasts as an introduction to the full training program. The full training program is designed to be run by international student support staff at education providers across Victoria, either as a webinar or workshop, and will be available to education providers via Study Melbourne or Swinburne in December 2020. Today's podcast focuses on balancing your roles and personal well-being. We're joined by Utkarsh, a recent Swinburne University Master of Construction Management graduate who's been doing food delivery work alongside other part-time jobs since he arrived in Australia 2 years ago. Utkarsh is going to share with you some of his food delivery experiences and, along with Annie, give you some tips for keeping safe, as well as letting you know about important laws and support services available to you. Over to Annie.
Thanks so much, Olivia. And hi, guys. My name's Annie, and I'll be running you through Module 4, Balancing Your Roles and Wellbeing. So this is an area that may not seem as obvious as perhaps one of the other areas that we've covered in this program. And actually, some feedback from students in the earlier stages of this program indicated that it is an area where students wouldn't perhaps have thought of. And that's exactly why we think it's important. And this was also an area that students did highlight was also a challenge for them in terms of balancing this kind of work and also balancing other responsibilities and commitments that they have in their lives as well. So we felt that this was a perfect opportunity to focus on how international students can balance their roles and look after themselves and their well-being. So in this module, we'll just be touching on a few areas that include finding that balance between study, work, family, and social commitments, a little bit on exercise and good nutrition, sleep, recovery and self-care, and also some resources. So I just want to throw to you, Utkarsh. So can you tell us a little bit about your experiences with trying to balance everything and looking after yourself.
Thanks, Annie. So personally, I found using bicycle, it's a bit more physical demanding and challenging due to the fact that you're exposed to different weather conditions and it does take a lot of energy from your whole body. For driving, long drives can be a challenge. That's the main part about it. So it's really important to look up to yourself. And in general, this kind of work can be demanding. So it's very important to think about and make time for things that help you to recover and unwind from all this heavy work schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Thanks, Utkarsh. Once again, we've heard from students that perhaps this, you know, may be an area that they perhaps wouldn't have thought about, but it is really important to think about and be aware of. Also, we do understand that discussing concepts like perhaps mental health and looking after your well-being, perhaps they may not be as common in a lot of international students' home countries. But we do want to really highlight that seeking support for your mental health and well-being, and these concepts are definitely encouraged in Australia, and we would certainly encourage everyone to reach out for support when they need to, because, you know, we all need to from time to time. You know, we're all human. We also know that stress can really impact on us, and if it goes unchecked, it can certainly affect us in many ways. It can affect our overall health, our sleeping patterns, our appetite and our eating habits, our moods, our behaviours, and also our relationships. So international students have, you know, they have enough to worry about. They've got their studies to focus on, perhaps some academic pressures, family commitments, as well as dealing with the international student experience in general, which can also include adjustment and homesickness, culture shock, all these different sorts of things, which I think is certainly a huge experience in of itself. So, Utkarsh, what do you find helped you to balance your roles? And do you have any tips or advice for other international students?
Yeah, so for that, I would say that the best way is to first create a routine and make sure that you stick to that routine. Have proper breaks. I mean, small breaks can make a huge difference when you're doing deliveries. So you are pacing yourself and not doing too much at once. Practice good eating habits and try to stick to a healthy eating routine. I know some people can be tempted from ordering Uber Eats themselves, but luckily I haven't had this experience personally. So I try to stick to a healthy eating routine and I like to encourage others to do the same. And finally, it's very important to balance your studies because at the end of the day, you're here with your student visa. So your studies are your top priority. Lucky for me, I did Uber Eats on days that I didn't have classes. And obviously, you need to keep yourself hydrated. I think this is important to stay alert and feeling well.
Yeah, absolutely. A really good tip there, Utkarsh. Thank you so much. So this training program will give you tips to help you to look after yourself, perhaps some things that might be good to look out for, some tips for overall health and recovery, and also where to find information and guidance. So some quick tips for you. I would really like to highlight about the importance of regular exercise. So this, as we know, is so crucial for maintaining healthy weight management, reducing the risk of illness, improving our sleep, and also just promoting overall health and well-being. So really the recommendation is roughly 30 minutes of cardio 5 times per week. So if you can aim for that, then you're doing pretty well. A bit about nutrition. So once again, similar to exercise, good nutrition is so, so important and also helps support memory and brain development. So really important for students. A really good tip I find is meal prepping, you know, to try to support you to stick to a healthy and a nutritious eating plan. Also, planning out a weekly budget for groceries and to try to get a variety of healthy foods. So depending on your dietary needs, you know, just trying to get a variety of fruits and vegetables, protein, fish, nuts, all those sorts of good things. And with sleep, you know, we really would encourage you to aim to have really good sleep hygiene. So when I say sleep hygiene, you're probably wondering what that is. So sleep hygiene is just a set of practices or behaviors that support sleep quality and which then gives you full alertness during the day. So I'd really like to highlight to try to establish a relaxing bedtime routine that works for you. And that is probably going to differ, you know, between people. So for some people, it could be a warm drink that helps them or a bath. So this is really going to depend on the person. So Utkarsh, do you have any tips for anything that's worked for you in these areas in particular?
Oh, yes. Any exercise routine is the best thing that has worked for me. So I have a fixed exercise routine and this really helped me perform well in studies as well. And the other thing would be to have a good sleeping pattern and have proper meals every day. Mm. So having a good routine for everything. And once again, I highly recommend that we all just commit to it and follow that routine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much, Utkarsh. Absolutely agree with you. So as we know, everyday life can be really stressful, really busy, and can be demanding. So what we do at the end of each day or the week to recover is so, so important in sustaining our success, our performance, and our well-being, especially, you know, during a worldwide pandemic that has created all sorts of challenges, you know, for all of us, you know, which can include isolation and just really disrupted our way of life in general. So it's really important to do things that help you to recover and be doing self-care for yourself. And once again, self-care will mean different things to different people. So this could be exercise, like Utkarsh mentioned. It could be some meditation or mindfulness, or engaging in a creative activity like art, music, perhaps seeing your friends. So I'd really like to highlight to really encourage students to make the time for these things, you know, factor it into your daily or your weekly routine. So, so important. So over to you again, Utkarsh. So what do you do to look after yourself and recover at the end of the day or at the end of each week?
Yeah, so for this, I really recommend having and pursuing a constructive hobby. This will, of course, depend on the person and what works for him or her. But for me personally, I like to read books. I actually made a rule that I must read a good book at the end of each week. This is something that I enjoy and it also helps me with the English. So yes, finding a hobby that you enjoy is really important. So it can be anything. It can be sports, it can be arts or anything that you wish, or maybe cooking as well. This is something that is like a reward at the end of each day or a week, and it really relaxes your mind after a hectic work schedule.
Yeah, that's fantastic, Utkarsh. What a fantastic habit, and you know, healthy habit, and also a reward, and also something that relaxes you. That's really fantastic. So that pretty much wraps up module 4 for us, guys. But I would just really like to just highlight a few of the resources that are available. There are certainly a lot of resources and support services available, but I'll just mention a couple. So there is Beyond Blue and Lifeline, which are 24/7 crisis support services. Also Reach Out, which is an online support service and resource. But there are also just oodles of apps out there available which can support you in relaxation, mindfulness, meditation, sleep hygiene, all of the things that we've talked about. So there's, you know, really so many resources available out there, guys. So please do check them out. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Annie and Utkarsh, for these insights into the wellbeing module, which is part of the full food delivery work training program available for all international students. Ask your education provider's international student support team about participating in the full program. The training program has been funded by the Victorian State Government under the 2019 International Student Welfare Grants Program, administered by Study Melbourne. The program has been developed by a consortium of partners, all with a mutual interest in international student wellbeing. These are Fit to Drive Foundation, who run pre-licensed safety programs for young people, JobWatch Employment Rights Legal Centre, D-Accord Occupational Assistance Services, and the International Student Advisory and Support Team at Swinburne University of Technology. A reminder that there are 3 other short podcasts that you can listen into that will give you some tips on road use, personal safety, and workplace rights and responsibilities. Thanks for listening.